You're on the flywheel if you spend little energy trying to motivate or align people. The momentum of the flywheel is infectious. You're in the doom loop if you spend a lot of energy trying to align and motivate people, rallying them around new visions. You're on the flywheel if you let results do most of the talking. You're in the doom loop if you sell the future to compensate for lack of results. You're on the flywheel if you maintain consistency over time. Each generation builds on the work of previous generations. The flywheel continues to build momentum. You're in the doom loop if you demonstrate inconsistency over time. Each new leader brings a radical new path. The flywheel grinds to a halt, and the doom loop begins anew. It all starts with level 5 leaders, who naturally gravitate toward the flywheel model. They're less interested in flashy programs that make it look like they are leading with a capital L. They're more interested in the quiet, deliberate process of pushing on the flywheel to produce results with a capital R. Getting the right people on the bus, the wrong people off the bus, and the right people in the right seats, these are all crucial steps in the early stages of build-up, very important pushes on the flywheel. Equally important is to remember the Stockdale paradox. We're not going to hit breakthrough by Christmas, but if we keep pushing in the right direction, we will eventually hit breakthrough. This process of confronting the brutal facts helps you see the obvious, albeit difficult, steps that must be taken to turn the flywheel. Faith in the endgame helps you live through the months or years of build-up. Next, when you attain deep understanding about the three circles of your hedgehog concept and begin to push in a direction consistent with that understanding, you hit breakthrough momentum and accelerate with key accelerators, chief among them pioneering the application of technology tied directly back to your three circles. Ultimately, to reach breakthrough means having the discipline to make a series of good decisions consistent with your hedgehog concept. Disciplined action, following from disciplined people who exercise disciplined thought. That's it. That's the essence of the breakthrough process. In short, if you diligently and successfully apply each concept in the framework, and you continue to push in a consistent direction on the flywheel, accumulating momentum step by step and turn by turn, you will eventually reach breakthrough. It might not happen today or tomorrow or next week. It might not even happen next year, but it will happen. And when it does, you will face an entirely new set of challenges. How to accelerate momentum in response to ever-rising expectations, and how to ensure that the flywheel continues to turn long into the future. In short, your challenge will no longer be how to go from good to great, but how to go from great to enduring great. And that is the subject of the last chapter.